Mix 106.5.
Oh, what's up, friends? Welcome to your Wednesday show.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday.
We are halfway through the week. That should feel really good to you. We are 3 days left for a lot of you guys until we got to say goodbye for the summer, which is going to be sad. Hopefully you guys will keep checking in with us through the podcast. In case you don't know, this radio show is also a podcast, so you can always subscribe for the summer and just catch up when you want to. Charlotte works very hard on that podcast, by the way, every yes. single day. It is her life's work.
throw my girl a listen.
So
it is my life's work.
Kramer and Jen. At Charlotte's funeral, they're going
to
be like,
"That's all I got to show for me."
Charlotte's, the pod. Yeah.
Charlotte Smith, the creator of the Kramer and Jess On Demand podcast. Yeah, find us and subscribe to the Kramer and Jess On Demand podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, wherever. Just go do that right now because we're going to miss you guys this summer. Okay, so Would You Rather Wednesday. This is something we do every Wednesday. We just come in and say, would you rather this, would you rather that? Both of them are like not great options. I thought for the end of the school year, we do it like this, and we're going to, for us on the show, we're going to have to use our imagination for this. And just imagine being a parent here at the end of the school year. Summer is looming. Would you rather, for the summer break, for the whole entire summer, would you rather have it to where your kids' friends come over every single day? And I'm not talking about like the friends
so
you
my
like.
Parents' lives.
Yeah, like the friends you don't like, okay? So they're like over at your house every single day. Or would you rather have it where your in-laws come stay at your house every weekend? Okay? Would you rather have it where your kids' friends come over every day during the summer? And we'll just make it Monday through Friday, okay? So it's only the weekdays, but you get the weekends off. Or would you rather have it where your in-laws, and let's just say you're annoyed by your in-laws, you don't like them, come over on the weekends, and they're literally in your house all weekend long. Which one would you rather? Jessica.
I'd go my kids' friends every day because they could just stay in the mess. You know
That's
what I
true.
Mean?
Okay.
Like if they keep coming every single day, I wouldn't have to stress myself out over feeling like the house needs to be perfect for the in-laws.
It's valid.
So I think just for pure like cleanliness, like less responsibility, I'm going with the kids.
That's true. They're not going to judge you.
No, they're going to wake up there. It's just stay in your mess.
Valid.
You made
okay.
it. It's, you know
it's
what
good,
I mean?
It's a good, you thought through that fast. I like it. Charlotte, which one? Are you going to, would you rather your kids' friends be over there Monday through Friday? They're in the house, they're romper room, and it's wild, right? Or would you rather your in-laws be at your house all weekend?
Well, I don't have kids or in-laws, yes, so I don't really know really how to be, answer this
You gotta
one.
Be creative.
Okay, so like a hypothetical, if I was like a married mother.
Yeah.
But I don't know what my in-laws or kids are like.
But you imagine they're both annoying. So take like an annoying scenario.
And both require different types of responses.
No, they exactly.
So
they
do. So it's kind of like, what do you want to sign up for?
I know. It's just... Because I'm not either, but like I know how I
want
to be annoyed
yeah,
by.
I was like, I'll be by myself.
No, I guess in this hypothetical scenario, I'll pick my hypothetical in-laws.
Because yeah.
I just think I'm better at like...
Adults than kids?
Yeah, like, yeah. I just think there's less chance of me, like, ending up being responsible for someone being sent to the hospital or something.
That's valid.
You know?
That's valid.
So, I'm going in-laws.
And that's probably a good reason. I think, yeah, I think, I just time alone, I think I'm going to go with in-laws in my house. If I have to do 2 days versus 5 days, I think, because I think it's both going to be kind of an unfortunate scenario, right? So if I only have to do 2 days of in-laws versus 5 days of kids, I think I'm going to do 2 days of in-laws versus 5 days of kids. But you let us know which side you're on here. Is it going to be your summer? Think about, because you guys are heading into those months. Would you rather the whole summer be filled with 5 days? The whole week is filled with your kids' friends in your house
of
all
course.
Summer. Yeah, eating your snacks, all that, right?
Or weekends of, can we go here? Can we go right. here? I want to do this.
Why
are
is
you
this
doing
not clean?
That?
Yeah, why is it not this? Why is it not that?
When are you guys having kids?
Oh,
what are you doing? Oh, why do you do that? How do you feel that way? You know what I mean? Like, what kind of intrusive thoughts do you want?
You okay over there?
No, I'm just weighing out both options. You know, hypothetically speaking, if that's what you're going through, you're not alone.
You need a minute?
No, okay. I don't. I have too many minutes.
Woo! Now.
These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three. With Jess. Number three.
Hartford County Public School students raised more than $216,000 to support heart health education and life-saving research during the 2025-2026 school year. Of 300 partnering Maryland schools, six Hartford County Public Schools ranked among the top 25 most proficient fundraisers. And for the second year in a row, Homestead Wakefield Elementary School was the state's leading contributor, raising over $57,000.
Dang, that's awesome.
Number two.
Chipotle-loving soccer fans, you have a chance to get free food tomorrow. So Chipotle is offering a buy one, get one free entree deal for anyone wearing a soccer jersey tomorrow, Thursday, June 11th, after 3 p.m. for the first day of the World Cup. Now, just FYI, you can only redeem the offer for in-person orders. So it's not, you can't apply this if you're doing it over your phone through the app or something. And then also, Chipotle is launching its own limited edition soccer jersey. So be on the look for that.
Did you guys see this? That first off, do you guys care about the World Cup? Do you care at all, Jess?
I've never been into soccer personally. Yeah. However, the commercial, is it Adidas? Who has this commercial for the World Cup? It literally made me cry because the montage of like all these countries that are involved in the World Cup.
Yeah.
And then their closing line says, "The world is meant to meet." Mm-hmm. Has just been emotional. So that, like, am I connected to like soccer itself, the sport? No, but am I connected to how much the World Cup brings together the world?
It's such a big deal. Yes. Like around the world, it's such a big deal. But there's a study out this morning that says that 54% of people don't care about it at all here in America, which like is kind of shocking to me. You know, that I don't know why we are not that much into soccer when the rest of the world really is, but just know half your neighbors this morning, like I don't care about sports in general, so I don't feel like I'm a good like source of this. I know Charlotte doesn't really either, but like 54% of your neighbors right here in Maryland just don't really care about the World Cup.
I mean, different sports are bigger in different countries. Yeah, I mean, just like, I mean, do people care about Love Island USA or no, but are we like popping off about it? Yeah. Like wait, we have whatever matches your freak, do your thing. You know what I mean?
Number one.
Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt's 21-year-old daughter, Sahara, has officially filed to have Pitt removed from her last name. Sahara's filings date back to April 28th and came just days after her brother, 24-year-old Maddox Jolie, also filed to legally remove his father's last name following their parents' split. Their divorce was finalized in December of 2024. Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie share six children together, and Zahara has now the former couple's third child to file to legally drop Pitt from their last name after Maddox and Shiloh.
What's that? Oh, sorry.
In July 2024, a source told People that Pitt has virtually no contact with his adult children, and then the insider said that Angelina has the kids most of the time, but per their agreement, he has visitation with the younger kids.
What's that about, you think? I mean, is it really that bad? You think that
for three of your kids to drop your name? I mean, if you're not present and if you don't have a relationship,
if that
shows anything with all the back and forth of everything that has gone on and whatever he's denied, if three of your children are literally cutting themselves off from you, what does that say?
Yeah, it's not good.
This is Jess, and that's your top three on Mix 106.5. Good morning.
If you can finish these classic TV jingles, then apparently you are officially old. So I'm going to warn you before you walk into this, if you can finish singing these jingles, you are old. So shall we get down to it? Now, you've probably heard these jingles for a long time now, especially if you're getting a little bit upper in the age. Charlotte, you're specifically who I'm the most curious about. Charlotte, our producer, is the youngest person on this show. She may have no idea how these things go. Jess, you and I don't know how. I've not heard these, by the way, yet. So I don't know how we'll do on these.
We just don't know what time period they're from.
We don't know. Okay. We don't know. But apparently, and this is something online, if you can finish these, you're officially old.
Okay. So, God.
Jess, we'll start with you. I'm just going to play the first part of the jingle.
Mm-hmm.
If you can finish this, apparently you are old. We'll start with this one. Here we go, all right?
Best part of breaking up.
It's Folgers in your cup.
Wait, are you happy?
Yeah.
You want to be old?
It's Folgers in your cup.
Okay.
I see the commercial. I see it. It's pouring in the glass. It's like swishing in there.
They still have the same jingle, though. So I don't know if that really makes you old if they've kept up with the same jingle.
Also, know this. Charlotte Smith is the most susceptible person I've ever met to a commercial jingle. Like, yeah. Just so you know, when we play the jingles on the commercials for the radio station.
It's a song about mayo. That sounds good.
Duke's mayo.
I'll just be all day singing.
I know.
That.
You just know them.
I love them.
All right. If you can finish this commercial jingle, you're officially old. We'll go to Charlotte. Here we go.
I am stuck on Band-Aid rent.
Because Band-Aid stuck on me. My mom says that.
Because Band-Aid stuck on me.
Wait, yeah. What is, I don't know that one.
That's for Band-Aid. You've never heard that one before?
Wait, Band-Aid has commercials? For why?
Back in the
are
day.
You, that's so true.
Are you for real?
You didn't know that?
No, why would they need commercials? We just get
there's
them no matter
there's
what.
There's only one thing, right?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Here's the next one. Let me see if I can do this one. Here we go.
My baloney has a first name.
My baloney has a first name. I'm not that old, to be honest with you, so I don't know if I'm going to do very well at this. My baloney has a first name. I honestly don't know this one. Charlotte, you're the queen of all jingles. My baloney has a first name. It's
not you pretending you don't know it. You're pretending. Yeah, you are.
I was going to say
he's
that.
Faking
I was like,
it.
I feel like he's faking.
He is
I feel
faking
like he knows
it. I can tell. I can tell when he lies and you're faking
he's
it.
He's getting red.
Yeah, you're lying. I can tell.
He's lying so hard.
Yeah,
he's
you
lying
know
for
it.
His teeth.
I'll go next. Don't worry, sweetie. I got it. Don't worry. We know you're going through a little something over there. Go ahead. I'll go next.
No,
I'll go next.
I really don't know what I swear to you. I don't know what it is. I really don't know. Wait, do you know what it is, honestly?
No,
my
I
is first
don't.
Name. I swear to you,
no.
I really don't know what it is.
It's
O-S-C-A-R. It's what,
oh, Oscar. Okay, it is
oh,
what
Oscar.
I was thinking.
I remember the commercial, though.
Oh,
I remember
Oscar
the commercial.
Meyer.
I just can't remember the jingle. Okay, but right. I do remember seeing that commercial on TV.
We'll give one more to Jess. Here we go. If you can finish this jingle, you're old. Here it is. Pop, fizz, fizz.
Oh.
I don't know. Wait,
pop,
play
pop,
one more time.
Pop, fizz, fizz. Here we go. If you can finish this jingle, you're officially old.
Pop, pop, fizz, fizz.
Pop, pop,
I don't know
fizz,
that.
Fizz. Charlotte, give me your best. As the queen of all jingles,
yeah.
Singers, what do you think it is?
Crackle pop. No, I know it's not that. I have no idea.
Oh,
what, is
oh
that?
What a relief
oh.
It is. Alka-Seltzer. It's Alka-Seltzer from back in the day.
Okay.
We did pretty good as three youths.
Whoa.
As three people that are all the same
you,
age
you
on
you can't
this
even
show.
Like move your forehead from the Botox.
As three youths.
Your eyes all wide
I
open.
I think we're all pretty young on this show is what I'm trying to say from this segment.
We're all born the same year.
Kramer and Jess.
$1,000.
Okay, right now, though, a chance to win $1,000 and free gas from Royal Farms. Try these questions and see how you would do if you were live today. Caller 10, though, is playing for real. Who's this? Hi.
Hi, this is Lydia.
Lydia, you're number 10.
Hey, Lydia.
Lydia, you did it. Let's do this.
I've been trying to get in. I've gotten in once before, and I haven't gotten in like the past 8 months.
Well, how did you
Dang,
do? How did
okay,
you do the first
girl.
Time, Lydia? How'd you do?
The first time I got like 4 out of 7 and I had to Google one of them.
Well,
so hopefully
really
I
good.
Can do better than that.
Lydia, that's
really
not
good.
Bad.
Also good memory. What, 8 months ago?
Yeah, not bad at all. Let's give us a second shot. Welcome back, by the way. Thanks for giving it another
Thank
chance.
You.
Let's do it again. Let's remind you about the rules and then we're going to do this again. Jess, how do we play?
If you can answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win a $1,000 Royal Farms gift card. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than 60 seconds, you're out. Now remember, you can pass on the ones you don't know. You just got to say pass, and then we can go back to them only if there's time at the end. Lydia, you ready to play?
I'm ready.
Your chance at $1,000 to Royal Farms
starts
now.
Question number one. If the temperature drops from 15 degrees Fahrenheit to -8 degrees Fahrenheit, by how many degrees did it drop?
23.
Correct. Question number two. What is the name of the fictional town in Stranger Things?
Of the what?
The fictional town in Stranger Things. Fictional town. Question number three. Copenhagen is a city in which country? Copenhagen.
Denmark.
Correct. Question number four. What was Babe Ruth's real first name? Babe Ruth's real first name was what?
Pass.
Question number five. What is the fifth month of the calendar year? The fifth month of the calendar year is what?
May.
Correct. Question number six. What does the E in CEO stand for?
Executive.
Correct. Question number 7. In Monopoly, what color space is Marvin Gardens?
Pass.
Question number 2. What is the name of the fictional town in Stranger Things?
Hawkins.
Correct. Question number 4. What was Babe Ruth's real first name?
George.
Correct. Question number 7.
That's 60 seconds. No!
Wait, do you know it now, Lydia? In Monopoly, what
yellow
color space is Marvin Gardens?
Yellow.
It's yellow.
Are you by yourself or do you have help?
I'm by myself.
Period, my queen. God. You did incredible.
We are
6 out of 7.
Close. We are so close over here.
No, that was good, though. You should be proud of yourself. That was really good.
It's yellow.
Thank you.
No.
Okay. What's going on? Are you doing, like, how are you doing that so quickly, by the way? How are you answering?
What, a laptop?
What's going on?
No, I knew 4 of them, and then I Googled 2, and by the time we got to the last one, I remembered it.
Yeah. Are you on speakerphone, and are you Googling on your
phone?
Yeah,
I don't know how you're doing that at the same time, listening and answering. That's really, you're moving quick. Whatever you're doing is working well for you. So.
Thank you.
Yeah, yellow.
I can't even talk and text at the same time.
I can't listen and talk at the same time. So literally, however you're doing, that's really working well for you.
That's good.
Lydia, let's not make it another 8 months. You know what I mean? I feel like it's too long. So let's
hopefully I'll get back in soon.
Let's try it again.
Yeah, don't say that to her. That's kind of our fault. She's like, I'm calling. Y'all ain't picking up.
It's really more our bad than yours. So let's try it again tomorrow. What do you say? We'll come back. We'll have 7 new trivia questions and we'll do it all over again. Sound good?
Absolutely. I'll go back.
Have a good day, Lydia. The $1,000 Minute is sponsored by Royal Farms. With the ROFO Rewards app, you'll get exclusive deals every day. To join, text ROFO, R-O-F-O, to 43751. Royal Farms, real fresh, real fast.
Hey, what were you named after now that you look back on and you're like, man, that just... it doesn't make sense nowadays. Does anybody have a name like that now that, like... You're like, I wish that wasn't my name. Here's the reason I asked this is this. Nowadays that K-pop and 90s TV nostalgia are leading this year's baby names, which right now is really cute, right? Like to have like a name that's based around like for example, this year's names that are leading the way are things like, I'm not going to know these names. I don't really know K-pop and stuff that well. K-pop Demon Hunters names. Rumi, Arden, Zoe, Ari, Celine, Zuni. I don't know K-pop Demon Hunters that well, but apparently those are like really popular baby names this year.
Because okay? It's taken over everything.
Right.
Yeah.
Those are actually all really cute.
I know. I thought those were really cute.
The thing. When you grow up to be an adult and people are like, oh my God, where did you get your name from? And you have to explain that like my parents were really into the K-pop Demon Hunters. I just don't know.
I think your parents are cool.
I just don't know.
If someone says that to me, I do. I think that's pretty awesome.
I genuinely would. Yeah.
Like, will you look, well, that's, it's like the question I want to ask this morning. Like, will you look back on that and be like, that's really cool that like back in 2026, when the K-pop Demon Hunters were really cool, like that's really cool. Or you're going to look back and be like, Mom, why did you name me after the K-pop Demon Hunters? Like, that's no longer a cool thing. I don't think I would look back on that and think that was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I would, because it's such a moment in time. Like, for example, if you were named after a Furby back in, like...
But what were the Furby names? Were they fire?
I don't remember what
they were.
Because
if they were dope, old, it's kind of, like,
but
awesome.
Like, or if you were named after a Beanie Baby.
Mm-hmm. May.
And like, you...
Zanola. Maytay.
Okay.
Dubay.
Okay, and what's the difference between, like, that and, like, Apple? You know what I mean?
You
so
know?
It's like you can't throw shade.
But that's a great example. Like you don't, like I don't want to be named after that. Like we give parents a hard time. You listen to this show. We've given parents a hard time the last couple of years because a lot of the baby names stay the same. Olivia's been number one. Noah's been number one for boys and girls.
So now we have them getting creative and you're like poo-pooing on it?
No, I love a creative name. I think they're fun.
I don't know though, if you're named after something that is trendy, do you look back now at your parents and you're mad because you were named after something that was trendy?
I kind of like the nostalgia, though. I know like a lot of the 90s and 2000 show movies, like show names are starting to trend more.
Would that bother you now, though,
no.
If you looked back at something and you were like...
If I meet someone and they say they were named after Troy or Gabriella from High School Musical, I'm
no,
saying I'm friends with
no.
your parents right now.
Like, that would really...
Sign me up for a play date.
I think that would really, truly bother me.
I'm like, literally, soaring, flying,
no.
Sign me up.
Like
we're
that.
Connected. You're my people.
Are you named after something that was really trendy at the time? And you look back now and you're like, well, actually, I'd like to know either way, truly. I think we'd be kind of curious. Like, were you named after something that was trendy at the time? And how does that make you feel now? Is it cool? Like, if your name is Taz, because the Tasmanian Devil was really cool in the 90s.
Taz kind of slaps. That's kind of cool. Like, that's kind of lit.
Let us know, like, what was a trendy thing you were named after? Because a lot of people are naming their kids now after these K-pop demon hunters. I'm like, oh my God. Okay, Jamie in Pasadena, you're named after who?
I'm named after Jamie Summers. The Bionic Woman.
Okay. All right. So.
Wait, I don't know what that is.
Huh? Like, yeah, I know the Bionic Woman. I wouldn't know by name. So, like.
Oh, the TV series. Yeah. That's sick.
Is that cool to you now?
I mean, I like it. I like the fact it's spelled the exact same way as Jamie Summers, and so people always say, "Why is your name spelled that way?" And I'm like, Jamie Summers, Bionic Woman, that's how they spelled it.
So that is, and that's, and to you, is it like, I mean, it could have been like a grandparent, it could have been, you know, like an actual historical figure, but no, it's actually the Bionic Woman.
Yes.
Is that
the 1970s.
Was that their favorite show? Like, what's the connection there?
That was my mom's favorite show.
So, that's cool. I think that's really cool.
Yeah. So do you, and do you, you like that? You don't look back and you're like, Mom, literally, there's anything else you could name me after. She went after her favorite TV show. Because I'm just wondering how these K-pop Demon Hunter kids are going to feel.
I mean, the Bionic Woman's pretty fire.
No, she's cool. No, she's cool. Yeah, yeah. No, for sure. For sure. So for you, it's like totally, you like it. It's, you're into it.
And the K-pop Demon Hunters, they're fire too.
No, they're cool. No, I know. It's cool. I know. It's, yeah. I mean, I just didn't know if you'd look back and be like, dang. I mean, it could have been, you know, somebody of more significance in our lives, not a television character.
But that obviously was significant though, and like inspiring in some way.
Yeah, I mean, hey, if it's TV, it's TV. So you like it. You like it. Jamie is named after Bionic Woman. She likes it. All right. Let's talk to, this is Haley and Glen Burnie. What's up, Haley? Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. You're named after who?
My dad wanted me to be named after Eminem's daughter, Haley Jane.
Okay. Now, wait a minute.
Dude, immediately in my head, it's like, go with him, Haley. Da-da. Like the line in the song.
Why? Why in the world did your dad name you after Eminem's daughter?
My dad loved Eminem. Okay. And when they got pregnant with me, they were very young. And my dad was like, Eminem's daughter is named Haley Jade, and my mom didn't like him. So my mom was like, I like the first name, but we're not naming her directly after his daughter.
How do you feel? How does this make you feel now, present day?
How are we doing, Haley? Honestly, how are we doing?
My dad passed away a little bit ago.
I'm sorry
so
to hear that.
I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of cool.
I think it's kind of funny, but... It is kind of random.
It is. It's extremely random.
But what, honestly, like, I just feel like that just says something so beautiful about your dad's spirit and so playful and fun. It's like, just, I love that you have that story to share about him, too.
Of all the people he could have chosen, though, he's like, you know what? We're going straight Eminem. How old was he at the time when you were born?
21.
He was 21. Yeah. It's such a 21.
But that's awesome. That's awesome.
What was his favorite Eminem song? Do you know?
All of them. There is no right one. They're all the same song.
He used to play Mockingbird over and over again.
Yeah.
As he should have, by the way. Yes. As we all did. So, hey, shout out to your dad, by the way. Thank you for that
sharing
story.
That, Haley. That's awesome. I need to know who is crazier in this situation. Is it me or my neighbor?
We already told Jess, I'm probably going to vote for you, but let's hear the story out at least.
I was involved in a petty parking spot standoff.
Why is it always parking with you?
I know. What's
like,
the
you
deal?
Don't get sassy about anything, but like when it comes to parking, it's
Thank you for bringing this up, because do you remember when I told you guys about this guy that parks in the very front spot in front of our apartment complex and leaves his car there like days and days and days?
Oh, we do.
So where I live is, it's like open parking, but there is one spot that's closest to the door, and this guy always takes it no matter what. And he spends, honestly, like, I'm not even being dramatic right now, like a week and a half at a time he doesn't move this car. So as I'm pulling into the spot, I see for the first time in centuries he is turning on his car to leave. So when I pull into the spot, I'm like, oh sweet, when this fool dips, I'm pulling in. I haven't had this parking spot since like 1994. Like, it's crazy. So the thing is the way I was parked, like, it was weird how for like a split second, I feel like we kind of made eye contact. So he saw, I'm assuming that he saw and was thinking I was waiting for him to leave so I can take the spot. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, whatever, I'm not tripping. He just got into his car. Maybe he's turning on his music. Maybe he's putting on a seatbelt. Like, take your time, King. Like, I'm not tripping. But then 1 minute goes by, 2 minutes go by, and I'm like, hold up. Is this fool waiting for me to get out of my car, go inside so I don't take his spot? Because what if it was like a quick trip? What if it was like a quick trip down the street? So mm-hmm. he was thinking he could come back in time to get this front spot.
Yeah.
We're 7 minutes in.
Not 7 minutes. You're just sitting there for 7 minutes.
I'm waiting. At this point, I'm committed. I'm locked in. And I'm like, there's no way this fool is waiting for me to go inside. 10 minutes goes by.
Oh my God.
He finally backs out of the spot. And I'm trying to be polite. I don't immediately back up. I'm waiting, right? He backs up, pulls out, drives away. I wait 30 seconds. I back up. Tell me why this man, I see him down the parking lot, and he is parked to see if I moved my car and took the spot, which I did. Who's more insane?
Okay. And then all what? Right.
Good question, actually.
Well, I mean, he drove off, but my crazy. Thing both. Is like, so that just proved my point yeah. that you were waiting for me to go inside in hopes that I wasn't about to take this spot. It's like, why? That's not yours. Yeah. Share.
He thinks it is.
He got, thinks okay.
clearly thinks
he
that's his
it,
spot.
It is.
If you're new to the show, you need to know this is an ongoing saga.
This man. Because this is also the same guy.
Closest to the door where like, This man's very protective of the spot.
Yes.
But Jess has become obsessive.
Because he doesn't share.
Now about trying to get this spot.
Yes.
At like all costs.
And
she
if you've been
care.
Here for a while, this is also the same guy that shoveled all his snow
yeah, you hate
on my car.
You hate mm-hmm. this guy a lot.
I don't
so,
hate.
No, you hate.
I don't hate. Jess, hate is a very strong word.
But if you did hate,
I don't,
you would hate this guy.
I don't hate him. Do we have beef? Absolutely. But there's a difference between beef and hatred. And we're for sure beefing.
Fair. Who's crazier then? I mean,
I'm just imagining this is like the only thing he cares about in life.
I feel like
the only
is
thing.
He older? Is he older guy?
I feel like he is probably in the like late 40s, 50s range.
So young for my sake.
I think he's being more aggro.
I
he's definitely older than me. So like be more mature.
I think he's crazier. I think he's crazier because honestly,
yeah.
nobody should care about y'all. No. It's not, you could be, you're both. Now, if he was an older guy, I was going to say maybe it matters.
100%. Right. But it matters, doesn't. I've right? no, I've seen him jog. He's fine.
So I was going to say, is he able bodied?
Yeah, he is.
I did want to be sensitive.
Yeah.
Like, if he was like not able
that's
to, like,
why
get
I get
to the
mad.
Door.
Cause I'm like, there's families there. There's other older people there. Like, let somebody have a chance.
Yes.
Like,
okay.
Your name isn't on this parking yeah. spot.
I didn't think that I was going to say this, Jessica Dutra. I was ready to come in today and give you a hard time.
Always.
But, I think this man and the way he obsesses over a parking spot might be a smidge crazier
yeah,
than you. So
he's crazier.
Congratulations.
Thank
Not
you.
As crazy as him. How many cookies are too many cookies?
Too many?
How many cookies are too many cookies? We're going to start easy on this, and then we're going to get progressively harder. There's no right or wrong answer to these questions.
Depends on the cookie. Depends on the size.
It's just how many cookies are too many cookies. This is going to be our informal how many is too much in these certain categories, okay? And we're going to start light. How many cookies are too many cookies? You sit down, there's a plate of cookies in front of you. At what point are you like, that? Okay, that's too much?
Are we talking like Chips Ahoy size or like homemade
normal,
big cookie?
Okay, it's a good question. Let's go Oreos.
Okay,
Oreo. How many Oreos? Too many Oreos?
Too many is...
To me, it's three. Three is too many.
No, I think too many is four.
Why?
I think too many is five. Two and
wow.
two.
Wow.
Yeah.
Any reason why?
Just because, like, you take them apart, you open them up, and you, like, do, like, the, at least how I eat my Oreos, I'm like, doop, doop.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
All right. Charlotte, when you think, I mean, these are going to get progressively harder, when it just comes to your judgment, how many Oreos is too many Oreos?
The box.
Wow.
No, I'm just
you'll go straight. Like, if you see somebody eat this many Oreos, you're like, wow, girl.
No,
like,
I don't know. I think it depends. Like, I'm big on, like, intuitive eating and eating till your body says, don't eat no more. So
somebody eats a box, you don't care. That's fine.
Yeah, it's wow. their life.
No,
it's, you know,
to me, man? it's three. You
I
three,
think if
you're
you
being,
have four Oreos, like pop, I feel like that's normal. I feel like four Oreos is normal.
Four Oreos is so normal.
Stanley cups. How many is too many? If you see somebody with this many Stanley cups, you say you're being obsessive. How many is that?
I think if you have more than four is my favorite number. So,
but why four?
Because
you don't need more than one. You got one water. I'll let you have two. You can have one for the house and one for the car.
Stanleys.
Like, what do you need?
You can have four Stanleys because you might have a solid color and then you might have a pattern and then there might be a limited edition that you went and got and then one extra for the fun.
Charlotte, how many is too many Stanleys?
I'm gonna go three.
Why? What's your rationale on that?
Because the whole point is like a reusable bottle.
That's what I'm
like,
saying. Like, they're supposed to be like conserving the planet. You guys
exactly.
are killing the place.
And
like,
they have four water bottles that they're going to use for the rest of their lives. Give them a break.
I mean, fair.
How many kids is too many kids?
One.
Yo.
How many kids is too many kids? We're doing an informal poll over here. How many kids is too many kids?
I think anytime I see families that have more than four kids,
four.
I'm like,
it's getting Von Trapps.
Like, you think five is too many?
Okay. I also want to say, I don't think that there's ever a limit on children.
You're going to play this safe, aren't you?
No. Answer? That's not me playing
you
it
think
safe.
Four is okay?
I genuinely feel like if you're in the position to have as many kids as you want and all that kind of stuff,
true.
Like have the idea of having like your own baseball team, like what a, like cheaper by the dozen, like that house was so lit. So honestly, I don't think there's ever a cap on kids because I just think that's so fun. But I will say, as far as like the stress goes, whenever I've seen a family that has like five kids, I'm like, whoa. Oh, how? Like, how do you know where they are? Like, how do you know what's going on? You don't, because there's so many. They're outnumbering
you.
Yeah.
So do you, four is okay.
Yeah. I think
five
four is cool.
Too many.
I think four is cool because the two, they can each, like, they each have a buddy. When there's five, that fifth is like wild card. You get what I'm saying?
True.
To me, the answer is three is too many. You, each parent can wrangle one kid. After that, you guys are outnumbered. Once you're outnumbered, it's the ecosystem is no longer right. Like, and for y'all that figure out three kids, like I watch it in my own family dynamic with the triplets.
Mm-hmm.
Like they are now inferior. My sister and my brother-in-law lose.
Yes.
Like they have lost the family dynamic.
Yeah, but like, how? But it's
when
awesome.
Those triplets grow up, like yeah. it's over. Like they have lost. So to me, the answer is absolutely that number has to be two.
But if parties are going to be so fun though.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How many times, and by the way, we're just doing an informal poll around the room. You can feel free to chime in on these how you feel, 410-583-1065. How many times getting married is too many?
Dang.
How many times getting married is too many? If you're going to look at somebody and be like, damn, man, like that's too much. Like you've been married too many times, honestly.
I think... By the third, I'm like, well, can't we just be in like a long lasting relationship?
You don't think somebody should get married four times?
I don't think somebody should get married three times. So I guess more than two, right?
So twice is okay. The
third, I think so.
The third time you're going to question.
No, the third time I'm like, you guys just like be together. Be like Goldie Hawn.
What if the
you know
fourth
I mean?
Is the love of their life?
Jess, you can't say no to love.
Huh?
You can't say no to love.
I'm not saying no to love. I'm saying no to the bills that like require the marriage part. Do you get what I'm saying?
True.
I'm like, at that point, like save your, like don't spend any more money on it. Like just do your thing. Be together.
She said, huh?
Yeah. You know? So it's like, I think one marriage, because it's like, because sometimes like a lot of people get married when they're young. And so I think you get a pass on the one. Two, totally. And I do think you deserve to have a wedding on the second. And I will stand by that. But the third marriage, like just be together.
Charlotte, how many marriages is too many marriages, you think, honestly?
Once you start getting their names confused, I don't know.
Like, when you see somebody, oh my God, this is my marriage, you're going to be like, why are you doing that?
I hate to say it, but I definitely would start looking sideways after two.
So third marriage, you start to feel
bad,
weird about.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
I think I feel the same way, man. On the third one, I start to be like, maybe.
Just be together.
Just be friends.
No,
like friends
just be
cuddle.
Committed
like,
and be together.
I don't know. What advice do you have for your ex? Like, if you could sit down with them face to face, look them square in the windows of their soul, their eyeballs. Like, what advice would you give them? This is Mix 106.5. It's Kramer and Jess. Here's why I ask. Jennifer Garner did this interview recently, and she was basically saying she wants Ben Affleck to take a break from dating. She said basically that, like, regardless of what he wants to do next romantically, that, like, he should prioritize his family and like work on his upcoming projects. And
she just thinks he should be alone for
basically,
a little
while. Basically take some time to himself, right? Yeah. Now, that's kind of cool when you're a celebrity because you can just go to a magazine. That was a Page Six interview. Kind of cool, right? Be able to sit down and talk to tabloids about that. We don't really get the opportunity to talk to our exes, what we feel like it's changed about themselves. Question to you guys is, what advice would you give to your ex if you had the opportunity to, you only get to say one thing. So, like, what would you say to your ex, honestly? Jessica.
Well, to be honest, I can only speak from my last experience with them because, I don't know anything about them, sure, like, at all. Like, well over a decade at this point. Now, yeah. So I don't know anything about him. I don't know what he's up to. I don't know what he's like now. So I guess at that point of our interaction, my advice would be try to understand that the world... is literally not only about you.
Wow.
So, okay, in nicer terms, I would literally say, because it's hilarious. Can you just please try to look at situations from a perspective other than your own? Mm-hmm. And I would want him to apply that, not even just with like our situation, but just like in general. I just felt like everything was always like me, like them against me, they're not doing it. And he never had the ability to like look outside himself where someone else was coming from.
Yeah. Okay, he's good.
Mm-hmm. I hope he's well. I wish him the best. I genuinely do. Right. I just don't know anything about him. So he could be doing great now.
Could be a billionaire, right?
He could. Like, I genuinely don't know.
Charlotte, if you could give your ex some advice, what would it be?
I would say it's gonna be my evil college ex.
Okay.
I would say don't ever comment on how you think a woman's body should look that you're dating ever again.
Okay.
I would say if you have been sad and felt lonely and crash out about having no friends every few years publicly on Facebook, I would try hanging out with people outside of the same friend group that you've had since college.
Okay, let's clap for that. Good advice. Very nice. Okay, I'll go, man, I don't know which ex do I want to choose. Let's go ex-wife. I would say if you want to be married, try not having other partners in your life.
Why do we all sound so fit?
Because it's hard. I mean, honestly, giving your ex advice is hard.
Yeah.
Try doing it yourself and not sounding completely bitter about it. Like, no, honestly, like if you try not cheating. I mean, I don't know. Like,
can I read this text that we got from a listener has advice for their ex?
Yeah, what would you say?
This is from the 443. I would say spend more time with your children. Get to know your grandchildren. When my husband and I divorced 30 years ago, he just basically forgot about our two children.
So maybe check in with your...
and it makes me sick.
Children. I don't know. Maybe check in with your...
There's that. That's a good one. There's that too.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. And honestly, if I think about it, that literally, because you want to go to that probably that last experience you had with them, right? I mean, I had 10 years with my ex-wife. And you obviously want to go to that last thing to happen probably. And so when I think about it, it's like, yeah, probably how about try not having an affair, would probably be my best advice that I could give to her.
To bay or not to bay. That is the Maryland question.
All right. Time for to bay or not to bay. Marilyn, this one is for you. We came up with this segment when we first moved here almost 6 years ago. Y'all, we're coming up in the 6th year. And by the way, thank you for that. Really appreciate you guys keeping us on. There's been a lot of changes to shows. It's kind of crazy to say this, but we are quickly becoming one of the senior radio shows in the city, which...
for real?
If you think about it, we've been here. We've outlasted a lot of shows in the city. They're no longer here.
Knock on.
Yeah, which we shouldn't say that because that? I know. But we appreciate you guys keeping us on and giving us a chance because we honestly didn't deserve a chance at first. But you guys have kept us on. And we really appreciate that, honestly, from the bottom of our hearts. So we came up with a segment for you guys, and we were becoming Marylanders. We found this spice called Old Bay when we first got here, and we're like, what is this? What was our thought process behind this segment?
Well, first, it was only supposed to last 4 weeks.
Yeah.
So we were only going to do it for the first summer that we moved here because we had never heard of Old Bay when we moved to Maryland. And then it suddenly turned into a fan favorite of the show. 6 years later, it's still going strong. So we put Old Bay on things you typically wouldn't put Old Bay on. And the reason being is everyone said Old Bay is good on everything. It's not good on everything. But it is good on pretty and on a lot of surprising items, I would say.
Right. So, Charlotte, our item this week is what?
It is an egg roll because today is National Egg Roll Day.
National Egg Roll Day.
Has anyone in the history of time ever put Old Bay on their egg roll before?
I think this is going to be a first because I wouldn't even think to do it. But now it's like, why wouldn't we do it?
Yeah, right? I've never gone into a Chinese restaurant and seen Old Bay on the table before. But maybe there should be, honestly. So let's give this a shot. I don't know. That's a day old egg roll. I can't promise that's going to be good. Promise it's going to be good. But let's give it a shot. Do you want to take a bite first or do you want to just go straight in?
I think I can just go straight in, but I'm going to cut it in half because it's like if I were to pour the Old Bay on top of the egg roll, I think it would fall
it's
off.
It's not going to do it. So cut that bad boy in half.
Can I have like, I don't know, elevator music while I cut this in half?
And honestly, I'll tell a story. So yesterday I went to go buy this thing, right? I walked
it's open.
In. Okay, never mind.
It's done.
Well, I said, I need one egg roll. She goes, you want just one egg roll? I'm like, yeah, one egg roll. And she's like, that's all you want is one egg roll.
She's like, how lonely? How lonely of an egg roll?
She's like, you're giving one egg roll, sir.
It's like, and?
I think she thinks I was going to rob the place or something.
She's like,
I was
you should have been like, so what if I want one egg roll for me?
What else? I was like, no, I just want one egg roll. She's like, do you want sauce with it? I'm like, no, I just want one egg roll. That's it.
That was too many questions. Like, don't question me. Don't question what I'm getting and why I'm getting it.
I know. It was a little judgmental.
Yeah.
All right.
It was a little judgy.
Let's give this a shot. This is
an egg roll.
It's egg roll with Old Bay. And let's see.
What's
in here? I wanted to get out of there as fast as humanly possible. I had so many eyeballs.
She tried to give you two egg rolls?
And it was like early in the morning trying to. It was so many questions. All right. Here we go. All right. Egg roll. Old Bay egg roll. Is this
one?
One. It was singular. She tried to sell me two, and I was like, no, ma'am. No, thank you. Is this to bay or not to bay? Here we go. That's got a nice crunch to it, yeah. It's got a lot of different.
I kind of wish you got sauce.
It's giving dry.
I had to get the hell out of there. I just ran out. Okay, I'm not gonna lie to you.
Yo, that was like actually incredible.
Is it?
I'm like surprised that you guys were so nice to me. I actually really enjoy this. This is so yummy.
Is it good?
I'm used to like being traumatized during this time. I'm like, is there bugs in here? Like, is everything okay?
It's a cockroach egg roll gatter.
Wait, that is so good.
Yeah?
Like, why wouldn't, what is wrong?
It's different regions of the world. This is like an international week here. You know what I mean?
But about it. I have Old Bay on sushi a lot.
Okay.
This actually kind of makes sense.
Are we the problem? Are we just late? Is everyone else putting Old Bay on their egg rolls?
Tell us.
It's incredible. It's savory. It's good. Truly, at this point, there needs to be Old Bay egg rolls at this point.
Easy enough. When it comes to egg rolls, is it to bay or not to bay?
It's definitely to bay.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.